January 27th, 2012, Detective Joe Evans with firefighter.
Fire Station 40 in Moore Park. You want the physical address or?
Yeah, I'll take that.
Moore.
Okay, so what is your job on that on this fire on this fire truck?
I'm You're the paramedic. Paramedic, yes, sir.
Excellent. You were at the station when you received this call?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me how the call went out, how you received it?
It came across as a behavioral emergency. Mm-hmm. We got dispatched, code 3. On the way to the call, they told us to stage for PD, for sheriffs, and
not in the usual.
No.
Did you hear anything about any weapons being involved?
As we were coming up the street, there was a police officer coming up behind. I don't know who it was. I didn't see his face, but he pulled up next beside us and said they shot him.
Okay.
So.
And you're sure he was a police officer, though?
He was in a cop car.
Okay, great. I just want to make sure.
With lights and sirens. So.
Excellent.
So we were told to stage. Once we heard that, we just went ahead and continued in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's.
Okay. And who's on the fire unit with you? Drive up the hill here,
mm-hmm.
And did AMR follow you? I noticed they're parked right behind you.
They followed us, yes.
Okay. And what happens when you get here?
We got here, we go to the back of the rig, like I always do. I get my medical equipment, went up to the patient.
Okay, hang on, let's back up. When you pulled up, could you see the patient?
I couldn't see the patient. I'm on the offside.
Okay. So, but you can see policemen, or can you see anybody? How do you know you're in the right spot?
I'm sitting in the rig facing backwards.
So you're relying on your guy to put you in the right spot.
Yeah, he's the driver and the captain. And
gotcha.
So
you get out of the rig.
Mm-hmm. I go around to the back like I always do, grab my stuff, and I walk to the front of the rig because that's where, as I came around the rig, that's where I saw activity. Mm-hmm. Then I noticed that there's a person lying down.
Okay, what did you notice as soon as you started walking up towards the person that was down?
That he didn't appear to have any signs of life.
Okay, did you see any deputy sheriffs in the area?
There was one standing to his feet. And that's all I can recall.
And this man that we're talking about that's on the ground is the white male that's next to the silver car out here laying on the ground?
That's correct.
It's the dead guy?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you do when you get up there?
We got up there and just... You walk up and... He doesn't look like he's alive.
Are you the only one there when you get there?
No, I had my crew, and then AMR was short behind us.
There's
five of us
right on.
When I got there.
Excellent.
So I showed up, and immediately I know this is a crime scene. There's going to be an investigation. I turn around and say, I asked the police officer, how do you want me to take a shirt off? He told me he didn't care. So we
Very
cut
good.
His shirt.
And you cut his shirt to expose his chest, correct?
We cut his shirt to expose his
so you
chest.
You can assess him.
So that we can assess him. We put some patches on him.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure, I didn't think he was going to have a heart rhythm. He had a very slow one. It was a fatal. I mean, it wasn't a life-sustaining heart rhythm.
Okay.
So that's all we did was we cut his shirt. We put those four patches on his chest and his shoulders. We noticed, obviously, the gunshot wounds. And
okay.
We contacted the hospital and...
We or you?
I did.
Okay.
We being the fire department, sorry.
Okay, I'm talking
but
about you.
Personally, I contacted the hospital.
Okay.
Because our protocol is if his heart rate is above 30, that we confer with the hospital before we determine him to be dead.
Okay, so you called them and then
so
you
I
talked
did that. I talked to one of the RNs. They did not identify themselves, but through the RN, a doctor pronounced him.
Do you remember who the doctor was?
Somebody else has the name and the number.
Okay, no problem. And the time?
One of the gentlemen, yes.
One of the gentlemen meaning?
1432 was the time. And
But it was pronounced by the doctor at Los Robles. Is that correct?
Through me.
Through you. I get that.
So So I told him what I saw and all the vital signs that we were getting and everything that happened around here. I try to paint the clearest picture I can for the scene. And as I do so, he goes, "Okay, we're done." Because obviously he can't see the patient, so I'm his eyes. So
perfect, and that's very common. That's why that system is in place,
yep.
Specifically
absolutely.
To handle those kind of emergencies.
Yep.
Okay, so after he's pronounced dead, then what do you do?
Pop them off the monitor.
Meaning you took the...
We took the electrodes off,
Okay.
And...
Did you take the patches off the skin?
We left the patches there.
Okay. Again...
I kind of turned around and I asked the police officer, "How do you want me to proceed now? We're done?" He said, just leave everything like it is. So I just took my equipment off that I need.
Right. And you left the patches on like we always do.
Left the patches on like we do.
Excellent. Did you see, and then what did you do after that?
Brought my stuff back because we had some blood on our equipment. I decontaminated it. I put it back in service like we always do.
Okay.
And we're ready to go.
Did you see anybody else out there other than these police officers?
I thought I saw maybe a bystander or something standing out in front of the house.
Okay.
But I was focused on that.
Right, I understand.
So, I don't know.
Okay, did anybody talk to you? Any civilians around here come and talk to you about this event?
Nope.
Okay.
We went inside the house and spoke with the gentleman's father. Yes, sir.
Well, why don't you tell me about that?
Okay. He has a heart condition. He was supposed to have some kind of an appointment today for his heart or something, mm-hmm. and we went in there and just assessed him.
Great.
He didn't have any complaints.
Right. Mr. Victim's father.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And this is after you pronounced his son dead.
Yes.
And he knows that, you think?
Yes, he does know.
How do you know that?
Because he was crying and he let us know that something, he said something along the lines of, "Now that I don't have a son anymore." So I didn't have to tell him because he already knew.
Very good. Did he make any other statements to you about his son or about the shooting?
He said that this has happened before. He said that his son had some type of a machete and that he possibly made some kind of a remark to his dad prior to this whole event that this was going to happen.
Okay, kind of explain that.
I guess I take it that this has happened before where you guys have been here. We've been here before on this patient, I think. But it sounds like he wasn't going to go down without a fight.
And this comes from the dad to you?
That's from the dad.
Okay, do you remember how he said that? I know he's upset.
He said he had his machete. They were trying to calm him down. He was very agitated. I don't know if he said he was drinking or not, but they were trying to calm him down, and as they were talking to 911, as they were telling 911 that he had a machete, that's when the shots came.
And he heard the shots.
That's how I took it.
Okay. All right. Did you make any other comments about what the deputies did or how they acted or anything like that?
He said that they didn't have it. There's nothing else they could do.
Meaning the officers?
It sounds like he accepted what you guys did as that's all you had. That's all you could do.
Okay. And again, I want to make sure that this is coming,
this from, is coming
from him.
Yes.
While you're assessing him, you're making sure that he's okay.
Yep.
And your impression was that he was making statements to the effect, and correct me if I'm wrong, that there was nothing that the police could have done other than what occurred.
You are correct. That's how I took his statement.
Okay, without remembering the exact words he used.
Exactly.
Okay, so you assessed him. What was going on with him? Was he okay?
He had no complaints. We were just concerned because he has a heart problem.
Correct.
He's supposed to have a doctor's appointment today, and his son just got killed.
We don't want another tragedy.
No, we don't.
We're with you.
He doesn't have any complaints. Everything checked out. We had him sign a release
when
of liability.
When you say a complaint, you mean he didn't have anything wrong with
him? He didn't tell us that,
time.
"Hey, I'm short of breath," or "Hey, my chest is..."
Okay, he didn't give any symptoms that were occurring.
He had
him.
Nothing.
Excellent.
Right. So there was really no reason for us to be there other than maybe offer him some consolation.
Who all went into the house with you?
The Ventura County Fire Department crew.
Okay.
Just the three of us.
Okay.
AMR did not.
Okay, good. And did you all exit together? Pretty much?
Pretty close, yeah.
Okay. And did you notice anything else in the house? Was the house array all tore apart? Did it look like there had been a fight? Anything like that?
I didn't notice anything terribly out of place.
Okay, very good. Is there anything about this incident that I haven't asked you that you need to tell me or that you think's pertinent? Anything at all?
I don't think so. There was no questions that I had up until now, so I don't think I have any. I'd ask you now, I guess. So I don't think there's anything in questions or anything I should or could add.
Well, I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you.
And I appreciate everything you guys do for us, always. I mean,
well,
we really appreciate it.
Likewise.
So
thanks.
If there's anything we never do for you, I hope you give us a call. And you can send in the next guy.
Done.
Thank you again.
Thanks.
Interview concluded at 16:33 hours.